You say the tape. Nobody has tape anymore. It's like the phone rings. The phone doesn't ring. It hasn't rung for a very, very long time. Some of us remember when phones actually rang. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. They had a little bell in there, and it would actually... Yeah. The little... Yeah. All right, so... Here's a picture from the Jubilee, and you see Jan, she's like, no, just kidding, you can't see. She's somewhere in there. Yeah, it was great. We had 16 of us at the Jubilee in the ICMC. It was pretty cool. And there's our campus group. Notice the halo over Josh. You see that? The halo. I think they did that on purpose. I think there's one or two that are missing that I can't remember which ones aren't there, but. Zane and Flo. So that's a really great group. Had a great time. But we're starting. This is exciting. We're going to start the book of Deuteronomy.
Let's go. Wow.
I got no reaction from that. Okay. Woo! Come on. We're going to start the book of Deuteronomy. Oh, I didn't hear you. All right. All right. Deuteronomy. The title of our first sermon from Deuteronomy is Remembering. And so we're going to sit at Moses' feet. He's about to begin his speech, a 27-chapter-long sermon.
Wow.
But before he does that, he's taking us in a journey into the past to remember how we got to where we are. All right, so Deuteronomy is the last of the five books, of course, in the Pentateuch, so-called, because there are five books in what are known as the Torah, or the Law of Moses, the Jewish canon. Some of you remember, some of you don't. But last year we did about, 15 or so sermons from Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. We stopped there because really, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers are mostly about the first generation. And there's a break of 40 years, so it's kind of natural to have a break before we do Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy in Greek means the second law, the second reading of the law. All right. Now, I want to talk about the content. There are a number of things to look for in the book of Deuteronomy, a number of themes, and so we're going to take a few weeks going through Deuteronomy. I'd like to make a request that you read the book of Deuteronomy. Please, read the book of Deuteronomy. It's about 33 chapters long. It would take you probably about an hour and a half or so to read it, so maybe three or four quiet times, you can get through it. All right? Deuteronomy stresses a number of things. First thing I want to mention is it stresses the idea of covenant and covenant loyalty. I've used that Hebrew word hesed a number of times. It's such a key concept in the Old Testament. And to illustrate the importance of the idea of covenant or covenant love or covenant loyalty, that word hesed, let's go to Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 through 5, which is, in my mind anyway, the theme passage of Deuteronomy. I think you'd probably get a fair amount of agreement on that, even amongst scholars who disagree about practically everything. Here we go. This is the Shema, the thing that Jews repeat all the time. The Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's that covenant love. God loves us in that way, and he wants and even expects us to love him in that way as well. The Shema. Notice it says, Hear, Israel, the Lord our God, not the Lord the God, and not the Lord God, the Lord our God. And he's stressing the personal relationship that we have with God, that the Jews had with God. A little fun fact, when we do new books, I like to throw in a fun fact. If you go to 2 Kings 22:8, which you probably shouldn't do right now because it just distracts you, but you good if you want. It's where Josiah discovers in the temple, in quotes, the book of the law. It's like it had been lost for perhaps a couple few hundred years. But that book that he discovered is probably the book of Deuteronomy. We don't know that for a fact, but that's the general consensus opinion there. So, please pay attention to this slide. I want you to get this. This is really going to be important. In order to understand what's going on here, Deuteronomy has three kinds of material. Now, that overall theme is that covenant loyalty, okay, that God expects. But the things to look for in Deuteronomy are law, obviously. And there's a whole, like, 15 chapters in a row, which he's basically doing a rereading of the law. We're going to relatively de-emphasize that, though, honestly. All right? Because the laws that the Jews are subject to, we are not necessarily subject to. And to the extent that we could learn some things typologically from the law, we already did that when we were in Leviticus. So I'm going to significantly downplay that part of Deuteronomy, but that's a major part of why Moses gave this lesson. The other thing we see in Deuteronomy is story or narrative. And theology is presented in Deuteronomy primarily through story. We learn about God through what he does. All right, and it's the story. It's the story of deliverance from Egypt, which will be recounted, guidance through the desert, learning to rely on God, rebellion, and preparing to enter. All those things are a significant part of our story. So we learn about God to a very great extent from story. Both the story that happens, but also the story that Moses recounts. In fact, that's the biggest part of our sermon today is story. It's Moses telling them what had already happened as a means to exhort them towards what they need to do. All right? And then number three is exhortation. Well, we're familiar with exhortation. What book have we been studying that has a lot of exhortations?
Hebrews.
Arguably, you could defend the idea that the purpose of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, to some extent, is the purpose of Hebrews in the New Testament. It's preparing to enter or making sure that one enters. For us, it would be heaven or the kingdom of God, or that final reality with Jesus. For them, it would be the promised land. Remember the parallel? We've been over this in Exodus, right? Being in Egypt was symbolic of what for us? Our being enslaved to sin, what we were in the past. And then the Exodus, passing through the Red Sea, is symbolic of what? Our being saved, our leaving Egypt, wandering in the wilderness is symbolic of what? Right, of our discipleship, our preparing, if you will, to enter the promised land. Well, guess what? They're about to enter. That's the scene. All right, so those three things to look for. Of the three, remember, one of those we're going to relatively de-emphasize. Not that they're not important, but for us, in our setting, they're less important. I'm going to spend very little time on law. All right, so now let's talk about this historical setting. We're going to see that as we read, we're going to read in a minute. As we start reading, we'll see what I'm saying again, but let's think about the setting. It's been 40 years. In fact, he's going to tell us in the 11th month of the 40th year. All right? They've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, but the years of wandering are complete. By the way, as we're basically, essentially, the Jews are just about right here. As basically the northern fringes of Moab. All right, and from there, I'm going to show you a picture. You can literally see the hills of Judah, the promised land. So, now remember, the old generation had died, right? Remember in Hebrews 3:17-19, because of their disobedience, because of their unbelief. Because they didn't make every effort, their bodies were scattered across the wilderness. And the entire first generation, at least of the soldiers, were not there anymore. By the way, there were people that crossed the Red Sea who were still around, the ones who were young, the children, all right? These were the ones to whom God had said that they would never enter his rest. And in order to set this up, by the way, the immediate background of Deuteronomy is Numbers. In fact, just read Numbers and then start Deuteronomy. It's like it's almost, even though it's probably they're written at a different time, possibly even different authors, or at least editors, there's a continuity. So let's go back to Numbers 14. Remember, we've already studied this stuff. All right, Numbers 14. Let's remind ourselves of the setting here. What's already gone before? Is that air conditioning turned down?
It is.
It is? Okay. It's just hot outside. Yeah, okay. Here you go. The Lord replied. All right, this is after the people had rebelled. They rebelled again and again and again, right? But this was kind of a last straw rebellion. All right, where basically God told them, go up into the promised land. And the people said, no.